Hey, you're scaring me, David. Hello. Yeah, I think the pace of technology is really, as most probably you aren't, it's going to accelerate. By the way, I serve with David on the Global Advisory Board for HPE, and I had the pleasure to hear him speak about technology as passionately as he did today. What was it, about 6 months ago? I said, David, you've got to come out to SA. And without hesitation, he offered. So thank you for coming through. I think it's quite clear from the discussion, and you'll hear the theme coming through throughout the day, that not only do we need to think, and there's some government people in the room as well, about the technology and the technology impact in terms of our business, but I think we need to start, and I want to add a new dimension to the debate, is how do we legislate these technologies? What impact is it going to have in legislation? And we've seen locally and globally, in fact, some of the challenges that we face when these technologies come to the fore. And as leadership, both in government and in business, unless we start understanding the implication of both the technology on our business, but also in terms of the impact on society, because as business, we have the responsibility to change the way we engage the workforce. We have a responsibility to the greater, call it good. If we don't start having that conversation now, I think we'll be in trouble. So part of this singularity conference is really just to start that conversation, as I said earlier on, and understanding in the short term what you need to do as business, as legislators, and in the long term, what is a strategy to futurize your business? I said to my daughter who started university early on that there are some jobs that's not going to exist in the next 5-10 years' time. So you best select well in terms of what careers you want to follow. And the speakers touched on that earlier on. The implication of the workforce that we see through, let's call it the next wave of digital transformation, is significant. And with AI and the likes, I think it's going to accelerate. And our challenge is how do we integrate that into a seamless interaction with human beings? If you think about the implication of having organs which are biochemically engineered, or food. I read an article the other day about patties being manufactured in labs. So as much as it's scary in terms of the destructive forces of technology, it's also very positive in terms of the way we harness that to alleviate poverty and so on. With that, I think we close the session. We have a session at 9 o'clock, a bigger plenary. Please join us. I'm sure David and the other speakers will go in more in depth in terms of that particular landscape. It is at, I hope I get this right, Monique, Elle Grande. It's quite simple, follow the footsteps and you'll get there. So the marketing ladies have done a phenomenal job of pegging it out on the floor. I thank you for your time and I hope it has been beneficial. It's certainly been always beneficial for me, Linda. Thank you for your time and David. And enjoy the day with us. If there are any questions that you may have outside of the forum, we are available throughout the day. And we can have those discussions, and I think they are important discussions, may not impact on your business right at the moment, but certainly, hopefully formulate some sort of strategies going into the future. With that, thank you very much for your attendance.
Good morning, everybody. It is still morning, in fact, and I apologize that we're a couple of minutes delayed. You know, with all of the great speakers this morning, we've discussed how we're moving forward, how technology is taking us so far forward. We've had a couple of interruptions this morning, and so we've had a couple of delays with the techs, but I'm glad to say that we're about ready to go. So a couple of quick housekeeping things before I forget and I run out of time. Apparently for every single form that is handed in, there will be a memory stick given out to you. I think it carries all the presentations that you'll receive throughout the day today. So please, I urge you to fill out the eval forms and give it back. We really do use the information you provide on there in order to make the session better for future events. Then secondly, please visit our stand. For every single form that is filled out that has a stamp for the three demos that are running there, every form that goes into the box stands a chance to get a trip fully paid for all the way to HPE Discover at the end of November, beginning of December, which is our global showcase of all things great HPE. So I really do urge you to go down to the stand, have a chat to the guys around the stand. They'll give you a stamp for each one of the demos or talks that you sit through. And I think you need either two or three of the stamps in order to qualify. Make sure you get the stamps. Make sure you put the forms into the box to really stand a chance to win that prize. Okay, so without much further ado, and now with a total of 15 minutes for a 30-minute presentation, let's kick off. First of all, my name is Marco Vieira, and thank you for joining my session this morning. I'm going to take you through the no-compromise hybrid IT approach that HPE are delivering on today. First and foremost, and I think by the end of today, you're probably going to be very, very aware that the world around us is changing and that everything computes. Yeah? The theme is the reality of singularity, and with that, truthfully, the everything computes theme goes hand in hand with that. So today, this is where we are. But the importance of this is, in fact, that everything will be understood. I'm sure you heard from all the plenary speakers this morning about how everything we're doing is to better understand the world around us, to make it easier for ourselves, to have autonomous cars, get to work really quick by making it more productive, but at the same time, to know us even better. Now, this truly is what makes the everything compute conversation that much better. HPE are helping customers today derive value from the everything computes world already. So if we look at the far left image, which is the 49ers Stadium in California, there what we're doing is we're enabling them to deliver a better guest experience from the minute you step out of the car in the parking lot, walking right through into the stadium, right to your seat. We will guide the individual right down to their seat. We then extend that a little bit further and help them by telling them where the closest bathrooms are, the closest concession stands, and also tell them how long the queues are in the concession stands, all by using their smartphone. This has enabled the 49ers to, in fact, recoup their cost on the infrastructure investment there, but also increase their revenues per game. It took them literally a few games to recoup the entire cost and turn that entire exercise into a better experience for their customers. In terms of the Disney, the middle picture there, Disney has taken many, many photos of a lot of people that visit their resorts. Now, over the years, more and more people visit their resorts, and it's become quite difficult for the staff to run around taking photos, making sure that they've got them compiled correctly, on time, have them ready for collection when everybody's wanting to go home. But also, it's a pretty delayed process. You can only see the images once it's all done and dusted, but you can't share that with anybody. So we partnered with them and helped them turn all of that into a digital platform and format that allows all of these photos to be taken at specific points by staff. It is all then compiled onto a portal that you can access through your mobile platform. You can immediately share with family and friends that aren't even there, and you can capture all of that and order all of these things online. So today's theme is all about no compromise hybrid IT, and I want to talk to you quite briefly, where we are today in helping you achieve the right mix of hybrid IT. So today, from a hyper-converged perspective, HPE took all of our world-class leading infrastructure solutions, our automation, our cloud management software, and then brought in the HPE SimpliVity software-defined capabilities to truly bring out a built for enterprise hyperconverged solution. More and more customers are looking for a scalable, secure platform that gives them cloud economics. And that is what we're on about. HPE Synergy is the first platform of its kind. It is the first platform to deliver on the composable infrastructure strategy. Now, composable infrastructure is the strategy that will define how data centers are built in the future. Today, we are ready to deploy those. HPE Synergy promises to deploy at cloud-like speed. Now, funny enough, that's not just us, but that's exactly what composable infrastructure as a strategy promises to deliver for customers. It promises to deliver more apps faster. Yeah, sounds pretty normal for what you're doing today, I suppose, but just that much better, and eliminate over-provisioning. Come down to our stand and you'll see the product there already today delivering on those promises at absolutely no compromise. Part of the composable infrastructure strategy is something that we have taken quite seriously. It's all about the acceleration and deployment of microservices. Now, out of interest, if you haven't yet looked into microservices as an organization, if you have developers or not, it doesn't really matter. Microservices are the next step in how we deploy applications, how we manage them, how we move them in and out of on-prem cloud-type solutions without having to disrupt the entire environment, re-platform, redevelop, or anything like that. So if you haven't looked into that as yet, I really urge you to start considering how microservices can help you change the face of IT within your organizations. Now, it's all about containers, but it truly, again, talks to the agility, portability, and control of the application. Up to now, we have been doing this at an OS type layer. We virtualize everything, and then from there upwards, we start working on it. Going forward, it'll all be about the application. This is really all to enable you to do your IT better. At HPE, the idea is to reduce the complexity so that you can do what you do that much better, that much quicker. We'll take care of the aspects that you need to consider and help you through that journey. Now, this is where we are today. I'd like to spend a few minutes about where we're going tomorrow. As the theme is all about singularity and about robotics and about how the human will no longer be the most intelligent thing on the planet by around about 2023, according to the world out there. And in all fairness, by 2020, Moore's law will become obsolescent. So we need something new. We need a quantum leap in computing in order to take us to what singularity promises to be. Now, quantum is quite an interesting term. What it actually means is we need to move from one space to another without any in-between process or phase. So how do we do that? So let's talk about the machine, which is something that we're pretty proud of. The machine is a project or a sandbox that our geeks up in the US get to spend a lot of time on. They pretty much got told, guys, we think that in-memory compute is the next stage of computing. That's what they were told. And they got told to go out and figure out what that actually means. They called it the machine. Now let's talk about what that actually means and where we are with that today. So today, it's a pretty simple world out there. The hierarchy in a computer is pretty simple. We take as much memory as we can possibly afford, so as much fast memory as we can possibly afford, and then we buy as much big storage as we can get our hands on for as cheap as possible, and that's kind of how we work it. And the big storage is there to sort of hold everything that the memory can't handle at any particular point in time. Pretty standard architecture. We're scrapping that completely. We're scrapping that and replacing it with something called universal memory. And that's a pretty big shift. Let's go through what this shift really means. So, quite simply, today we have access to memory through one bus and access to disk and I/O through an entirely separate bus. Nothing wrong with that. It's been working for 30-odd years. Why change it? Well, we know that the world going forward, pretty soon, this is not going to be enough. So what do? Well, first of all, we move memory and storage onto the same bus. And we transform that into something called universal memory. So that's the first fundamental change that we've achieved in the machine project. Following that, we did something else. We replaced all copper with photonics. Yeah, so we're taking all the copper connectivity, the interconnects and everything else, we take that out because it's not fast enough. It generates far too much heat and is not efficient enough for the world of tomorrow. Now, the machine in this picture is depicted as a single node, an enclosure of nodes, and even an entire data center full of racks. What I want to tell you about this is that the machine is not a particular product. It is a project. It is a promise of where the technology is going and how we could be deploying it, all interconnected through photonics. It could also be your smartphone of tomorrow. It could also be your wearables of tomorrow. The point is that the machine project completely changes everything we know about compute and about how we will derive data and value from the information that we have to us. Now, let me dive into photonics a little bit for you. So photonics is really using a fiber-type medium that allows us to give you throughputs of a roughly or equivalent to about 120 network cables in the thickness of a hair. Now, sure, not my hair because there's not much of it, but perhaps your hair. But the truth is, that's just one strand. Now, photonics is also not just for interconnects, but intra-connectivity. So all memory, processors, disk, I/O, network, whatever the case may be, will move to photonics, completely eradicating and eliminating the need for copper. And why not? It's a much more efficient platform. Cooling will be a lot easier. We'll be able to build things up a lot better. We'll be able to scale a hell of a lot easier. And at the end of the day, imagine 160 racks of what we have today as known as the machine that allows you access to 160 petabytes in just a couple hundreds of a nanosecond. Access to data like that is absolutely where the world of singularity is heading towards. That is exactly what we want from our databases today, but we can't have it. Yeah? In the world of big data, access to it in real time is what is important. This here is physically what the first node of the machine looked like. So our guys in the labs came up with this, and it's a pretty big thing. Okay, it's about 1.5 meters long. It was very purpose-built. But what you're really seeing here is the amount of memory versus the CPU and how we're transitioning all of this. The interesting part is that there's about 4 terabytes of memory in that node. This was December. So in December, we had a working node that delivered on the promise of what the machine is going to be in the future. 6 months later, so May of this year, we had 40 of these working in a single environment. So if your math is as bad as mine, you quickly whip out your calculator and you get to about 160 terabytes. Yeah? So we have 160 terabytes today of memory that allows us to search for a facial image or for an image of a face, okay, in about 3 seconds. Now that has not been done to date. This is the first time that we can go through 160 terabytes, of images, all images, and reach Mark's face in 3 seconds. Pick him out of all of that. Now that is some of where we're going with this. Consider that with technology like this, in the very near future, you may not need primary arrays. This is quite a scary concept. We've trusted primary storage for so many decades, and here I'm standing saying to you that you may never need a primary storage array again because you'll have it all in memory. Yeah? So this is challenging how we think, challenging how we design today. So just like the speaker this morning says, he has an 11-year-old car and he's wondering whether or not he should buy a new one because he's waiting for the all-electric car that is fully autonomous. Well, we need to start thinking about where the world is going, because 2020 is not so far out. A lot of the technology that I'm talking about today in the machine is already being retrofitted, or rather added to the Synergy platform. HPE Synergy will be the commercial process or the commercial platform that brings this technology to light. By 2020, all of this will be available to every one of you in a very commercial product. Truthfully, that is the end of my story. And I'd like to thank, and I hope that I've given you a bit of insight as to where we are today, how we help you achieve the right mix of hybrid IT in terms of the technologies that we have and where we're going. I do believe I'm right on time. I'd like to thank you for attending my session, and please enjoy the rest of the day. Don't forget your feedback forms, and please stop around, pop around the showcase area, come around to the stand, come chat to the guys there. They have quite a lot of what we spoke about there today. Thank you very much.